Okay, we're going to start on page 72, interaction. It's called interaction because it's not into distraction. When you've written your step four, you have 2 weeks to write your step four out. This is not a job that we're going to sit and rest on our laurels. Step four is not a step four that you're going to sit and think, you know what, I'll do a bit today and a bit tomorrow. If you're seriously ill, you don't take a bit of medication and a bit of this and a bit of antibiotics. You just take the whole course. You want to get well as quick as possible. We don't need to suffer. We suffered enough. And we're going to highlight the whole page of 72 and a top paragraph of 73 like this. You can see it there. Okay. You can just circle around the whole of 72 and the top paragraph of 73, and I'll explain what it means. So on 72, it says, having made our personal inventory, what shall we do about it? With a question mark. What that meant is we agreed to be fearless and thorough from the very start. We agreed to go to any length. This is what we're going to do about it. We're going to get it down on paper. When it's on paper, now what are we going to do about it? Because we need to cast this stuff out. We need to be getting rid of the stuff, the gross stuff that's been blocking us for as long as we can remember. He says, and I underline this, we have been trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our creator. Everything that you do for the program of action is seeking the power that you lack. It's building upon a relationship with a power greater than ourselves. Because lack of power in step two was our dilemma. And we had to find a power which we could live by, right? So this comes in with step two. With a new relationship with our creator and to discover the obstacles in our path, which was step four, right? Because in step four, when you had the fourth column and we looked at it from an entirely different angle, he said we resolutely look for our own mistakes. So your fourth column in step four is, where have we been selfish, dishonest, resentful, or afraid? I think it gives us that on page 67 as it goes. It gives us the fourth column. Where was my mistake? What did I do to set the ball rolling? This is what we're going to look for. It says we had admitted certain defects and we'd ascertained in a rough way what the trouble is. And the trouble is you. Because you're the root cause of all your problems, right? We have put our finger on the weak items in our personal inventory, which is the fourth column again. And I underline this. Now, these are about to be cast out. Because you're going to share this with God and another human being to find out the exact nature of your wrongs. It says this requires action on our part, not distraction. Don't get lazy. Let's get busy. Which, when completed, will mean that we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our defects. Where was we at fault? What should we have done instead? Where were we wrong? This brings us to the fifth step of the program of recovery mentioned in the preceding chapter. Because once you've got it on paper, once you look at your step four, that is the soul, your soul life story. Your whole life is your step four. That's your makeup. We wasn't born that way. I wasn't born an alcoholic. My defects, my problems, my resentments, my fears, my sex conduct were of my own making. I done it. Not Del, not Frank, not Becky, not anybody else. I've done it. I'm the root cause of my problems. I have to write an inventory of my grosser handicaps for me to deal with. This isn't about other people. We had this question come out the other day about if people are abused or affected by other people. This is not their inventory. This is what should I have done instead? What should I have done? Where was I at fault? Should I have told someone? Okay. This is perhaps difficult, especially discussing our defects with another person, because we have to be fearless and thorough from the very start. That's what we agreed with. That was in step four. We were going to be fearless and thorough, rigorous honesty. If you want to go to the bottom of the page, write page 58, because all this refers to page 58. As some of these we bought, we thought we could find an easier, softer way. The result was nil until we let go absolutely. Put page 58 in the bottom, and we'll read it at the end. Especially discussing our defects with another person. We think we have done well enough in admitting these things to ourselves. Well, I knew was I was that wrong, but what I'm going to do is shift it to one side in my mind and not tell somebody and keep it a secret. And secrets keep us sick, okay? And here comes a little warning. It says there is doubt about that. In actual practice, we usually find a solitary self-appraisal is insufficient. And from this part on, the next five lines will be a warning for you about your step five. Many of us thought it necessary to go much further. We've been more reconciled to discussing ourselves with another person when we see good reasons why we should do so. The best reason first, and I underline this sentence, because here's a little warning for you. If, remember the word if came up in the previous steps, if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. I come to AA to overcome drinking. Why would I want to skip? Why would I want to balk on page 58? Why would I want to find an easier, softer way that will relapse me, that will send me back? When we have a solution laid out, like Frank laid that spiritual talk out, he showed me there was a way out. Why would I skip at that? Time after time, newcomers have tried to keep to themselves certain facts about their lives, trying to avoid this humbling experience. They have turned to easier methods. Page 58. Some of these we bought. We skipped. We found an easier, softer way. The result was nil until we let go. Absolutely. Here's a warning. Invariably, they got drunk because they didn't complete the house cleaning. Because they wasn't honest from the very start. They wasn't fearless and thorough. Having persevered with the rest of the program, which means you're going to skip your step four. You're not going to be fearless and thorough. You're going to keep certain things to yourself. Having persevered the rest of the program and underlined this, they wondered why they failed. Because you never completed your house cleaning. Because you wasn't fearless and thorough. We think the reason is they never completed their house cleaning. They took inventory all right, but they hung on to some of the worst items in stock. Them deep secrets that go around in our head that I can't tell nobody else. They only thought they'd lost their egoism and fear. They only thought they'd humbled themselves, but they had not learned of enough humility, fearlessness, and honesty in the sense we find it necessary, underline necessary. Necessary until they told someone else all their life story, all their resentments. My sponsor doesn't need to know about my first bike ride, my first girlfriend. He needs to know about the current resentments. When we talk about the life story in AA, we're talking about the stuff that's blocking me from God. Not my first girlfriend, my first day at school, my first, you know, nothing about that. My first baby, the first nappy diaper I changed. About the stuff that's blocking me, the resentments that go around in my head. That's what he's here to do. When I shared my step five, I've done some with a sponsor and some with a vicar. And with a vicar, he listened to the more gruesome stuff that I couldn't trust people in AA to tell him about. The stuff that I couldn't trust people to hold on to my secrets, my fears. So we can share some with a priest. We can do a confession if you need to, if that's what works. But the majority of it came to a sponsor because then he could pick out where I was wrong, where I was at fault. Confession is great, but they'll just sit there and just thank you for doing it. Okay. The bottom of the page on 673, we're going to highlight one line. And then the top four lines on 74. Okay, so the bottom line on 73 and the top four lines on 74 is a confidential step. And the bottom of 73, it says, we must be entirely honest with someone, somebody, if, there's that word if again, if we expect to live long or happily in this world. If you don't do it, you're going to drink. If you're going to drink, you're going to die. For us to drink is to die. For us, relapse is inevitable unless we go for a course of vigorous action. It's going to solve your problem. Rightly and naturally, we think well before we choose the person or persons for whom we take this intimate and confidential step. Confidentiality is important. I express it to everybody that I work with, I sponsor. What you talk to me about stays with me. I work with men and women, their wives, their husbands. But I don't confide their stuff with their partners. Their partners may confide in me, and I don't do that vice versa. What I talk about is them one or more. How can I help them? Not their partners or their husbands or their wives, okay? You have to take this with confidence. And let me tell you one thing as a sponsor. When people tell me their life story, their step four, I don't remember it. When we've done your step four or your step five and we've gone through it, I'm not interested in what you did, how you did it. My job as a sponsor is to have two lists. I have a page with six on it and I have a page with nine on it. And that page six is I'm going to write out your defects. Where are you selfish, dishonest, inconsiderate, afraid, angry, indignant, jealous, greedy? I'm going to write your defects out on one of them. When you're telling me your resentments and you're telling me your fears and your harms, when you're writing, you're telling me this, I'm going to write down all about you, what you don't want to hear. Because we spoke the page earlier about solitary self-appraisal is insufficient because I can't see it. I can't see my wrongs. I can't see my selfishness. I couldn't see my selfishness until I become alcoholic, until I come to AA, until somebody said, Keith, do you know how selfish you are? And I go, well, what do you mean? I'm going to look for that resentment, and I blamed the world, and I blamed everybody else. I could then see where I was at wrong. What were my mistakes? And I got that fourth column. I look at it from an entirely different angle, with a bit of empathy. I could see where I was wrong. My job as a sponsor is to get you to see that. If you've got a sober mind, and you're 2 or 3 weeks sober, you will see that. And you're reading them resentments, and you're reading one out, and one we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss with your wife, about the kids, about whatever, one topic. And when we go through this and you see you're wrong, we're going to go tick, next, next, and you're going to read about next, next, next. Some will we go into a depth and we discuss, some we won't. Because this is about just letting it go, sharing it with somebody and another person and God. We don't need a discussion about every single resentment. If you come to me with 4,000, boy, there's something wrong. It's the current stuff. My job, and then that list on nine, I'm going to write out who you need to make amends to. Is it Marilyn? Is it Frank? Is it Callie? Is it Del? I'm going to write the names down. When you see your wrongs and you see where you was at fault, and we go through your fears list and your sex conduct, and you see where you were wrong, you're going to know who you've harmed. You're going to know who you've affected. We don't do a harms list. People get a bit confused. We do a harms inventory. That comes with sex conduct. And when you look at the questions for the sex conduct, did we arouse jealousy, suspicion, bitterness, despair? Did we affect the other people? Was we inconsiderate of other people? And when we're going through that sex conduct, as I spoke about last week, comes in three parts. Who it was, what did I do, and what should I have done instead? Because now I'm sitting from a different angle. I could see where I was at fault. So when I'm reading out my sex conductor, Frank, and I'm going through, he says, can you see where you're wrong, Keith? Yeah. What should you have done? You know, I shouldn't have done it. I was inconsiderate. I was selfish, dishonest. I was afraid, Frank. I was full of fear because you may leave me. Let's get that on paper. We're going to put down your fearful, Keith. Yeah, that's true. Right, write that down. I get my list of defects. Now I'm going to look at my fears list. And when I'm reading out my fears list and my inventory, my fear comes in two parts. What's the fear and why have I got it? And I say it to people, there's three things that fear comes in with us. It's fear of the past, somebody or something catching up with me, the police, the gangsters, the money launderers, drug dealer, whatever the case may be. Fear of the past, fear of losing what I've got. The wife's going to divorce me. She's going to take my house and the bank account and the finances. What am I going to do? I'm scared of that. And the fear of not getting what I deserve. Well, I'm a nice bloke. I deserve that job. I deserve to be here. Full of fear. What's the fear? And why have you got it? Because I'm a drunk. The book says, wasn't it because self-reliance had failed me? Couldn't I solve the fear problem? No. Because when I'm drinking, I'm full of fear. I'm looking over my shoulder. My head's not in place. When I'm sober, fear gets replaced by faith. You can write that on top of that page. Fear gets replaced by faith. Because when I'm honest and I'm doing the right thing, it's going to be okay. Whatever comes in my way, I can face my fears and recover. Top of page 75, we're going to highlight from when we decided to hear our story all the way down to the bottom. Pretty much, no, down to spirit of the universe, halfway down the page. So it's when we decided to hear our story down to walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe, halfway down the second paragraph. Because after that, it comes to step six, right? Where it says returning home from then down in step six, we won't go into that. So it's walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. So I've got my step four written out. I've got my resentment inventory, my fear inventory, and my sex conduct inventory. And it tells me in the top of 75, when we decide who's to hear our story, when I pick the person most adept, that I feel I could trust, a confidence, we waste no time, underlined it. There's a little hurry up there because we launch out in the course of vigorous action to write for health. And now we waste no time when we decided, not, hello, Frank, all right, Keith, come round in November and we'll do it. Ain't going to do it. I can't be that sick for that long. We waste no time. We have written an inventory and we are prepared for a long talk. Because if I can't see the truth in my own eyes, sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes I need to read them resentments out a few times before I actually see where I was at fault, where my mistakes was. What did I do wrong? Because that resentment is deep-rooted. I'm going to blame Dell as long as I possibly can. Because all the time I'm blaming Dell, I've not got to look at Keith. But then finally, when Frank explains it, imagine yourself in Dell's shoes and he'd done the same to you. How would you feel? I get empathy. I look at it from an entirely different angle. We explain to our partner what we're about to do and why we have to do it, that they should realize that we are, and I underline these last six words, we are going to be engaged upon a life or death errand. I'm going to recover or I'm not. I'm going to find God or I'm not. How fearless and thorough am I? Is my inventory thorough? Did I go to any lengths to get this? And remember, there'll be stuff come up later on that we're going to discuss 2, 3, 4 weeks down the road. The important stuff is we do the grosser handicaps, the big stuff, the current stuff. Life or death errand. Most of people approaching this way will be glad to help. They will be honored by our confidence, underlying confidence, because I need to keep a secret. And like I said a minute ago, I don't care what you did and who you did it with. I'm not interested. I want you to see the truth, because the whole program is about them Christian values. Let's do the right thing. Where's God in all this? And I said this to Callie earlier. Everything we do from this point on is, where's God in that? Because we know what's right and wrong. If we're blocked by our self-centeredness and our selfish self-centered behavior and our self-will run riot, and it's always about me, I'm never going to see where God is in it. But looking for a sober eyes, and I've written out step four and I'm sharing it with my sponsor, I now see the truth. I now see where I'm at fault. An instruction. Now, this is an instruction, and this is the promises down to the spirit of the universe. The step five promises that people miss. It says we pocket our pride and go for it. Not next week, right? Illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Once we have taken this step, now I've done it. Now I've told Frank all about Keith. He now knows the makeup of Keith. And when we get this written out, we're going to go through the promises. And then step six is going to tell me, what are you going to do now, Keith? What are you going to do, which we're going to go into next week? It comes, step five promises. He says, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone with perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us because God will review your fears. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. The feeling of the drink problem has disappeared. Will often come strongly. We feel we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the sunlight of the spirit. Step five promises. When you do your step five thorough and fearless from the very start, you share with another person and God, you will get a spiritual experience. You will start to find the power, because everything we're going to do is about seeking the power we lack. And I've got that sponsor in front of me, and we're going to go down. He's full of fear. Before we do that step four, We're going to do a step-free prayer between us. And we're going to do that step-free prayer. He's then going to share a step five with me. It can be fearless and thorough. We can have a breakthrough if you need a break, but we're going to get it done as quick, as thorough as possible. And once you've got this done, we get the step five promises and we get a bit of, we get freedom from the bondage of self. Okay, I'm going to pause the recording.